Good morning, good afternoon.
This is Connie.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
I think it's still morning where you are.
It's 11:30.
Well, you're the first to arrive, Connie, as I'm sure you know.
Okay. Yes.
Good morning, good afternoon.
Good morning, good afternoon also.
We'll begin with the Anabakoa, so please join me. Anabakoa, Udula Chimincha, Tati. Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Sadi. Tavel Rinat Amcha Sagbenu Acharenu No Ra Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun Na Gibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kivavat Shamrem Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Tav Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachamei Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlem Betet Resh Sadi Tav Gimel Tassin Kadosh Birov Tucha Na'el adata het kufbet et nunayim. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kidushata. Yud gimelamet pezayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushmatziak katenu. Yodea talumot Shin Kufav Sadi Yud Tav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe Adonai Yohewahe El Rachum Vechanun Erech Apayim Verav Chesed Be'emet Nose Chesed La'alafim Nose Awon Wafesha Vechata'a Venakei We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a tool from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The tool is Pasuk 29. It comes from Parashat Yitro. We'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kutshabar Yichu Ishkinte Bif Yilu Urshimud Yilu Ud Yilu Urshimud Le'akta L'shem Yudhe Bobavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Le'mud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu kanenei aleinu maasei adeinu kanenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bechama Atar Taneinan Dekutcha Perichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Deobada Bikshot Belay lach mila bialma, divaye barnash, bedach yalea, mine yaulan haga, peyakalana, dehakulu ovada, big shout inun, wikola is the rich, bialma. The energy of the year 5780, our current year, has two aspects. The revealed aspect is connected to the word compensate. The concealed aspect is connected to the word Shefa. Shefa is the goodness of Hashem that flows into the world. The way we reveal the Shefa and connect it to the compensation is to study various verses from the Tanakh. Today we will be studying a verse from Ezekiel. It's chapter 22, verse 2. Ve'ata ben Adam atishpot, atishpot, etir hadamim. Vahodata et kol toavotecha. The translation, now you son of man, will thou judge? Will thou judge the bloody city? Then cause her to know all her abominations. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. The verse we study to connect to that particular energy is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakam tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto Ka'asher Barishona. We will now connect to the energy of the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayote alape mehe shila lahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Allah Dala Awa Heya Yozala me behe hey reyo he ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pehe la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he ya he ya a yo re ta shi ra shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo ke wa la he she ka wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo sa he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he Sa'ala reyo, ashila meyo, hey. Wahe wa danu yo, hey, hey, she, ame, me. Nunu wa nu yo ta, hey, me, be, hey, pe, wa yo. Nu me, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, hey, me, ta, re. Wa me, be, yo, hey, hey, anu wa me, hey, be. Me, hey, yo. Da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. We will now connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Sadiqim utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a me me be shi la yo hey anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo ta la me re hey he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu hey pe se se wa. Nu yo hey hey she a yo re ta she a hey re la yo a wa me lo la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he hey ka a ko me nu ta anu yo hey wa me re hey a yo he za hey she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala re yo a ala me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Sadiqim who left this day, the 17th day of Kislev. Rabbeinu Avraham ben Harabam, Rabbi Noach of Ludmir, Rabbi Yosef Yotzi Horowitz, Rabbi Chai Taub of Tunisia, Rabbi Shlomo Heman, Rabbi Avraham Yochanan Blumenthal, and the Sadiqim who will leave tonight, that starts at sundown, which is the 18th day of Kislev, Rabbi Elazar Zev and Rabbi Yitzhak Rosenbaum of Rachov, Rabbeinu Avraham HaChassid, Rabbi Shlomo Tanji of Morocco, and more, Yosef Yitzhak from Avrutech, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Darshan of Posen, Rabbi Baruch of Metzibaz, Rabbi Yehuskiel Shmelki of Sasov, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak of Obrich, Rabbi Mordechai Alishberg of Boisk, Rabbi Chaim Svi Ehrenreich, Rabbi Tzvi Menachem Teller, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Horowitz, we will now connect to the Ani meditation. Malchut, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe, Yo Aheni Wayohe. Yisod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Od, you ahuni. ahuni wu yohu. Kiu ahuni wu yohu. Netzach. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Yi ahini wu yohi. Tiferet. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Yo ahuni wo yoho. Gebura. Ye ach. Ni we yosh. Ye ach. Ni we yosh. Ye ach. Ni we yosh. Chesed. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Bina. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Ye aheni we yohe. Achma. Ye aheni we yohe. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Hafma. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Keter. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. Ya ahani wa yoha. The SRD brooch. Vaydaber Elohim et kol ha-divarim ha-ele le-mor. Anochi Hashem Elohecha asher hotzeiticha. Meret Mitzrayim mi-beit avadim. Lo yehiye lecha Elohim acherim al panai. Lo tase lecha Peresel v'kol temuna Asher mishamayim mima'al v'asher Pares mitachat v'asher v'mayim mitachat la'aretz. Lo tishtacha v'lachem v'lo tachal dem ki anochi Hashem Elohecha al kanato kedawon avot al banim al shileshim v'al ribeim l'shonai v'yosech eset. La la fin la havai ulosh ulshom re mitzvotai lo tisa et shem Hashem lo elohecha la shav kilo venake Hashem Et asher yisa et shemo lashav Zachor et yom ha-shabbat Lekadsho sheshet yamim Ta'avod v'yasita kol melachtecha V'yom ha-shvi'i shabbat la-shem Elohecha lo tasech kol melacha Ata uvincha uvitecha avdecha V'yamatcha uhemtecha V'gercha asher b'sharecha Ki sheshet yamim Asa Hashem et ha-shamayim V'et ha-aretz et ha-yam V'et kol asher bam Ya Nach Bayom Hashvi Al Kain Beirach Hashem Et Yom HaShabbat Bayit Tisharu Bayikad Shehu Kabed Et Avicha Et Imecha Leman Yarikun Yamecha Al Hadama Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten lach, lo tirtach, lo tinaf, lo tigno, lo taneh, nireachah. Et shaker, lo takmod, beit reecha, lo takmod, aishet reecha, yavdo, biyamato, vishoro, vachamoro, with all I share the re'echa. We will now say the Shema. We do so by covering our eyes, leaning slightly to the left, and saying together, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. And now we will connect to the Ma meditation. Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud, Hey, Wav, Yud, Hey, Wav, Hey, Yud, Yud, Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey, Yud, Yud Hey, Yud Hey Wav, Yud Hey Wav Hey. And now for the abridged Kaddish, which we use as an elevator to rise to the level of our class today. And we all say Amen. Underneath the two pictures, You'll find a link to the unique astrological times page. When that page opens up, scroll down about 2 inches to the section of Hanukkah. And the link that we will be studying today is the Ner Yehud Hanukkah Handout 3. And this picks up approximately where we left off last week. It opens up at the location, now that we have described this meditation in practice. We will start with a L'shem Yehud, since we have grounded the energy of our earlier L'shem Yehud, when we said the Baruch Shem. L'shem Yehud kud shabarichu ishkinte bitkilu urchimu udkilu udkilu urchimu. Le'afta l'shem yud hei bovav hei. Be'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadenu p'nenei aleinu ma'asei yadenu p'neneihu. Now that we have described this meditation in practice, let me explain it psychologically and show how this Yehud is actually a mental exercise for mental and spiritual development, as well as a prayer of the heart to reach out to bond with Hashem, and possibly to cleave to Hashem. We must know and understand that what we call psychological development and spiritual development are essentially one and the same. This is the opinion of Rabbi Bar Sadak, who is both a rabbi and a therapist. The meaning of tikkun, rectification, is actually the correction of the human personality and character, and its alignment with the supernal divine in whose image we were created. In other words, spiritual growth by definition means character development and refinement of personality. For one to be the absolute best human being and individual that one can be. This is the whole purpose of Torah, of mitzvot, of Kabbalah, and meditation. Anyone teaching otherwise simply has not grasped the essence of the Torah. My commentary. Obviously, according to Rabbi Bar Sadak, I have not grasped the essence of Torah, since I agree that personality and character development is the purpose of psychological development and mental development of a human being. I do not agree that this process increases the desire, which is the consciousness of a human being. This is the higher level that I have referred to earlier. Ultimately, a human being will grow his or her unified desire to be capable of revealing all of the attributes of the Creator, which is the true essence of being closer to the Creator, or of cleaving to the Creator. The Yehud Ner is much more than a visualization exercise aimed at influencing spiritual supernal energies. Yehud Ner is a construct to teach us about ourselves and how it is that we better ourselves. The names Aleph Ke Yud Ke or Eshie, Elohim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud or Adonai, and Yud Ke Vav Ke all represent elements within the human experience. To be brief, each of these names acts as the source for that which is directly beneath it, within the framework of the human makeup. My commentary. Please note that there were 6 names referred to above, yet only 4 were listed here. That is because we use Yud-Kei Vav-Kei 2 additional times. One when we intertwine with Elohim, and once when we intertwine with Adonai. And the third time that we do was listed is when we intertwined with Ephier. Thus we utilize six names of Hashem. Are the three names of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei the same consciousness? I will leave that for you to contemplate. At our source is our unknowable essence, our personal Sephirot Keter, our inner higher self. Corresponding to this attribute is the name Eshiye, Aleph Ke Yud Ke. Yet the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke is the source and underlying influence over the entire human mind. Therefore, psychologically, the name Aleph Ke Yud Ke, Ephie, represents the aspect of the Keter of the human mind. The name Elohim, which connotes judgment, division, distinction, and separation, underlines both our conscious and unconscious mental processes. We are almost never aware of what is happening in our unconscious. All we can perceive are moods and feelings. Therefore, the name Elohim psychologically represents the heart, the seal of our human emotions. The name Aleph Daled Nun Yud, Adonai, as said above, represents our physical universe. As such, the name comes to psychologically represent the third and lowest aspect of the human structure, our physical bodies, and its wants and needs. Last but not least, we turn to the name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. This name, which as we see imbues and embraces all the others psychologically, represents the aspect of the human spirit, the highest of all four human components, the one most ignored and most forgotten by us. The four names therefore come to represent: one, the spirit is Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. The mind is Aleph-Kei-Yud-Kei. The heart is Elohim. The fourth is Aleph-Daled-Nun-Yud. That's the spirit, the mind, the heart, and the body. My commentary: I would attach different level names, which are one, the soul, the two, the mind, which is the upper worlds of Yud and He, or the Gimel Rishonot, the upper three of Keter, Chachma, and Bina. Of Keter, of me, meaning each one of us. The third is the emotions, the sixth sense. And the four, the fourth level is the body. If you look at my commentary, you recognize that the mind is at the level of the Keter, but it's actually at the level of Bina. It's at the Gimel Rishonot. The unconscious level, the soul level, as I've defined it, is the Keter and the Chachma. And that is a higher level than the intellect. Most of the modern Kabbalists do not teach that. Most of them teach that the highest level is the mind, that the intellect must control the emotions. And I agree with that. But there is a level of emotions, which is intuition, that is on a higher level than the intellect. The emotions are the six lower sephirot, followed by the body, which is the seventh of the lower sephirot, the malchut. The Yehudner now comes as a mental construct of how we psychologically contemplate imbuing our minds, our hearts, and our bodies with the element of spirit, which is a source of all inner peace and true personal contentment, or in other words, the light. Thus, when we recite the Hanukkah blessing, Lihadlik Ner Hanukkah, to light the Hanukkah light, we contemplate the meaning of Ner. As we recite the word Ner in the bracha, and this is what the Arizal calls a kavanah, or an intention, meditation. The entire concept is either contemplated, or in the tradition of the Siddur Rashash, visualized in detail with all the names and the corresponding passage of spiritual energy, the Shefa, from one world to the next. In order to accomplish this according to the Rashash tradition, the pronunciation of the word Ner is elongated for as long as it takes one to perform the visualizations or the contemplations. I am adding, it is my intention to add the information and visualizations form from the Siddur Rashash if there is time, or possibly to be able to do it next year, as there wasn't time this year. Yehud Ner can also be simplified and offered as a simple prayer to Hashem, in which one prays that one can develop all of one's inner hidden potentials and rise to be the best and most accomplished that one can possibly be in this lifetime. In a prayer form, Yehud Ner can be summed up as follows. May it be your will, Hashem, that your divine spirit fills my mind, my heart, and my body. May I truly come to know and understand your purpose and my role within your purpose. May I actualize all that is latent and concealed within me. May I truly actualize becoming a fully mature human being created in your image. And may we all say, Amen. This concludes our brief review of the Yehud Ner. In the original Kabbalistic format found in the Siddur Rashash, there are many more intricate details to this meditation. Nevertheless, all the details still point to the same conclusions that we have outlined here. One point I cannot emphasize strongly enough. In order for the Yehud Ner to truly have its transformational effect upon human character and the psyche, one has to truly mean it and want it. A mere visualization of mental concepts without any heartfelt desire will accomplish nothing other than giving one a false sense of grandeur. Such illusions are all too common in the insincere. Sincerity, discipline, and desire. These are the keys that actualize the Yehud Ner, and indeed manifest the true meaning of Hanukkah. I am adding, light and the Hebrew spelling of Hanukkah, Ket Nun Vav Kaf He. My commentary. In my opinion, a more real translation of the Hebrew letters used in the spelling of the word Hanukkah is a dedicated teaching of the concealed wisdom of Hashem as revealed in the physical world. If one wants to understand how this is arrived at using the essence of the letters, send me an email. I will briefly run through the understanding. Ten is the first two letters. Ten represents grace. Grace is a word used frequently throughout the Christian teachings. Grace actually ken stands for Chachma Nestar. Chachma is wisdom, Nestar is concealed. Chanukah is ken vav kaf. Vav kaf is a gematria of 26. So Chanukah becomes the hidden wisdom teachings of Hashem. But the last letter, hey, is the physical world. And those spiritual teachings must be brought into the physical world and activated and actualize the cleansing of this physical world. Continuing. Hanukkah, as we know, is a holiday founded upon Jewish victory in a horrible war that was brought about by severe provocation on the part of the invading Greeks. Judaism as a religion and religious Jews as individuals were subject to outrageous injustices. The minds, the hearts, and bodies of the people were being violated and abused. Darkness reigned supreme in the psyche of the people. Light, both psychological and political, was needed to bring about redemption. There can be no redemption that is not both personal and national. This was the experience of the children of Israel in Egypt, and so was it in the days of the Maccabees. Political redemption could only come about once personal psychological redemption was sought and achieved. Only then were warriors born out of priests. Only then did men of peace become men of war to fight for what was right, what was just, and what was necessary to shine the light of justice and morality into a world severely out of balance. And in my opinion, that condition of out of balance has returned in our current generation. Continuing to read. Thus, Hanukkah is not remembered as a holiday of war, but rather as the festival of lights. The miracle in the temple of the one-day supply of oil, miraculously burning for 8 days, was Hashem's way of showing us that when we make the efforts and sacrifice to let the light shine, we will match our efforts and more. I mean, he will match our efforts and much more. The Maccabees performed the Yehud Ner with or without the Kabbalistic visualization meditation. They actualized what Ner meant. In order for us today to fight the good fight against the forces of our darkness in our world, be they psychological or political, we too must shine the light, the inner light of the Nair. My commentary. Our tradition and sages teach that what happens to the fathers will happen to the children. When the sages added the holiday of Hanukkah to the calendar, they are telling us that what happened in that generation will and is happening in every generation afterwards. Our modern Kabbalists tell us that relative to previous generations, we are very weak. We are too weak to fast, so give money for the tikkun instead, and other similar teachings. The revelation of the Nir Yehud to the general population includes the following additional thoughts from myself. We need light to be revealed in this world of darkness, since so many good people have completed their tikkun. We who are left returning to this world need to work hard to reveal light against the presence of darkness in our lives. This is one of the reasons that the Kabbalah is being revealed to the whole world in this generation. We need the strength and the power of Kabbalah to succeed in our spiritual missions. We have learned that all people who follow a spiritual path are considered children of Israel. All people, including the children of Israel, are idol worshippers to some extent. This must be changed either by the Armageddon War, Chas V'Shalom, or the personal study of the Kabbalah. Did you do the Ner Yehud when you read the word Shalom? The Ner Yehud includes the following numbers and can be used to make financial donations in their multiples. An example of a multiple is a unity of male and female to reveal light, which is 500, which is 500 pennies or $5. Of course, different coins can be used, not just pennies. Even multiples of dollars. Below are both numbers and visualizations of the intertwined names to be used in the Ner Yehud. Whenever one does this or any Yehud, it is best to first give a donation of tzedakah. I hope you make this donation to Yashem. Yet it is good to make it to any truly poor person. The important thing is to make the donation. Your consciousness controls. This means when you think that you will and that you will do the actual action later, at a specific time or place, then it is as if you gave the donation. This allows you to make your tzedakah action in advance of your Yehudim. The sages teach that it is good to give tzedakah prior to Rosh Chodesh, prior to Shabbat, and prior to every holiday. The tzedakah action is what powers the Yehudim. Yudke Vavke has a gematria of 26. That's the name of Hashem. Alefke Yudke has the gematria of 21, and that is Ephie. Alef Dalet Nun Yud equals 65, which is Adonai. And Elohim equals 86. When you have a meditation on Keter at the level of the mind, you are intertwining Hashem with Echie, and it becomes Yud Aleph Hey Hey Vav Yud Hey Hey. The gematria of this combination is 47. The emotions, so the higher level of the emotions, Kesed, the heart emotions, is Elohim with Yud Hey Vav Hey. And that combination, that Serufim, the mixing of the letters, is Yo Ah He La Yo Y He He Yo Me Yud Aleph He Lamed Vav He He Yud Mem. And its gematria is 112, which is the river Yabok that Jacob crossed once and then returned alone. The unity of Zeranpin and Malchut, or the Nukva, is Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud. It's Adonai with Yud Hey Vav Hey. It's yo ah hey da wa nu hey yo. Its gematria is 91, the same as amen. Whenever you say amen, have these eight letters in mind. That's the, there's a little bit more to the handout. I recommend you read that all by yourselves. We have a few more minutes left in the class. Are there any questions? At 3 o'clock this afternoon, that's West Coast time, we will continue our advanced reincarnation classes. Monday, we have two classes. One is at 4:30, West Coast time, advanced Zohar class. And one at 7 o'clock, which will be an essay by the Ari. Are there any questions?
Where do you give this 500 pennies or 500 donation to? Where do you send that or give that to?
To any poor person. As I said, I hope it'll be to Hashem. You can send it through PayPal. You can send it by check to my address, which is on my weekly emails, or I'll put it on this right now. It's to Hanoch Ben Yaakov at 3156 Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, second word Mill, M-I-L-L, third word Road, the initials N-W, standing for Northwest, apartment 207, that's in Atlanta, Georgia, 30327. And if you have it, any other way you'd like to make that donation or to other truly poor people, please go ahead and do so. Are there any other questions? I bid you all a good week, Shavuot Tov, a wonderful week as we prepare for Hanukkah that will be starting a week from tonight is the first candle lighting. And it would be good to contemplate how you are going to manifest the lighting and utilize the Nair meditation when you light. Shavuot Tov, Shalom Gadol to all.
Shalom Gadol, thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.